This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Okay, let us dive in to the gene pool that is the Cyrus family. It's a strong pool. They do all look like each other.
I'll withhold comments until you
get please.
To the... Well, I just want to say...
Please go right ahead.
They have talent. It's undeniable.
No question about it. Well, Miley does anyway. Achy Breaky Heart was a hit song. So Billy Ray.
A huge hit.
It's like one of the biggest country songs of all time.
The Cyrus. You know how Kim Kardashian launched the Kardashians with her porn? Cyrus launched that family fortune with Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah, that was a big hit. What year did that come out?
I didn't listen to it at the time. Yeah. I don't know. It was certainly before Miley was born.
Oh, I have no idea. Oh, really?
I would think, absolutely.
How old is she? I think she's like
30.
It came out
right
in
there.
Do you want to take a guess on what
year
it came out?
I would say that's like a year 2000 song. I don't know.
01.
No, way off.
What is it?
1992.
Oh,
Achy
my.
Breaky Heart.
Before she was born.
That
way.
May very well be. How old is she? Oh, are we guessing this too?
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus, I would say she's probably like, I wonder if she's like, I'll say 34.
I would have said 30.
She is actually 32.
Oh, we're in the middle.
So you guys are right.
But you're right. That is before she was ever born. And that was a huge song. And she wasn't, so when was Hannah Montana? That was like early 2000s or something?
Yeah.
She was just like a 12-year-old in that
song?
Yeah, started?
I think she was 11 or 12 when she got cast.
It came out in 2006.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hannah Montana.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. There's been some stuff that's happened in this family that we're all very interested in. What confused me was the timeline. What year would you say Billy Ray Cyrus and Tish Cyrus, those are the parents of Miley, what year would you say they got divorced?
2012.
2015?
I'll say 2016.
They got divorced in 2022.
Wow.
They got divorced 3 years ago.
Oh, so they were broken up, though.
They've actually, she's filed a bunch of times. Like, since 2012, there have been three filings. The third one stuck. But they weren't divorced until 2022. And she married that dude that was dating her daughter, the one who's her age but dating her daughter, Noah, just 2 years ago. And then the whole Fire Rose thing with Billy Ray Cyrus happened, like, the next year after that. Like, that was just last year.
Yeah, 2024.
Incredible. What the? I don't know. It is a time warp, though. It's hard to judge anything anymore. So there's trouble. I don't know exactly what the trouble is, but it might be that Billy Ray's cleaning up his act, because suddenly mom, Tish Cyrus, is not following Miley anymore. Yes! Dun, dun, dun.
Oh my God.
They're saying, is Billy Ray the wrecking ball? Well, he might be. Billy Ray Cyrus tweeted, can't wait to see this young lady. Crazy how time flies. And he puts up a picture of himself playing guitar. I think Miley's playing piano. I don't know. There's the two of them together, like as she's little. And he puts that picture up with the caption, can't wait to see this young lady. Crazy how time flies. And so as soon as Tish Cyrus, or whatever her last name is now, saw that, she unfollowed Miley. And of course, the fans are going crazy. Crazy. So they say, if you do a quick search, which you don't have to, I'm telling you right now, she's not following her. They say the timing is eyebrow raising because it's just hours after Billy Ray teased that he's patching things up with Miley. Can't wait to see her soon. Billy shared this throwback vid of Miley on the piano while he's strumming guitar and said he couldn't wait to see her. It's unclear if the message had anything with Tish unfollowing Miley, except that, of course, it did. Billy's new girlfriend, Elizabeth Hurley, has lately been all...
It's still weird.
I know.
What?
She's been busy liking all Miley's posts. Like, you know how when you...
Elizabeth Hurley has.
Yeah, when you have a check mark and you like somebody's stuff, it'll pop up in a lot of people's feeds. Like, this person liked it and these other, and 500 other people.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. So, which is one of the reasons people like to get a check mark.
Right.
So that, you know, if they check, if they like another celebrity's thing, their check mark shows up sometimes first. So Billy's new girlfriend, Billy Ray Cyrus, is dating. In case you haven't heard this yet, just listen to this. Let it sink in. Billy Ray Cyrus's new girlfriend is Elizabeth Hurley. Apparently there was some kind of tearful goodbye at the airport and everything.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
Oh, she was flying back to
home. Yeah.
London,
I guess. But Elizabeth Hurley, they say, has been all about Miley, liking the latest post that she posted yesterday.
You know what I like about that? I don't. It can almost be seen as a little, you know, much right away. Like, take it easy. But on the other hand, why wouldn't you want to like be present as best you can, even though you're not stepmom or, right. You know, there's ever even a need for that. But there's nothing wrong with being like, I've been talking to you. You know, she could even say when they meet, I've been talking to your dad and he just gushes about you. And I looked you up and was like, I'm
like
a fan. I'm
Click.
A bit. Yeah. Like that seems the way that should go. You know what? How it shouldn't go. Mom shouldn't unfriend her own daughter.
Well, because she also shouldn't marry her own daughter's
right,
ex-boyfriend.
But I mean, that just feels like, look, you. I don't want Billy Ray to hurt the daughter either, and maybe he hasn't. But the best case scenario is that they're in each other's lives.
Yes.
In a positive way.
Yes. That is, and that Billy's got his S together. Like, that dude seemed like he was on the verge. And then he still looks kind of crusty.
Take my horse to the old town road I go, ride till I can't no more.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that.
You kind
of
had to see that too. That was a big disaster.
But he comes from the Johnny Depp fashion world as well, like with the layered garbage clothes, like a.
That's so funny that you say that. That is exactly.
I got a bad hat.
The layered garbage clothes.
And I got three scarves.
I look like I haven't showered in 2 weeks.
I found this vest out behind a restaurant. I'm wearing that too.
Load me up.
Just gross.
Oh, God. That is such a. Oh, the Johnny Depp layered garbage look. Anyway, because I was so surprised to hear that they had divorced in 2022, I found myself a little Cyrus family thread.
Okay.
So April 2022, the final split. After nearly 30 years of marriage, multiple divorce filings, Tish Cyrus files for divorce from Billy Ray Cyrus, citing irreconcilable differences. Late 2022, Billy Ray gets engaged to Fire Rose. Tish starts dating Prison Break actor Dominic Purcell. And Noah collaborates with her dad on a song called Noah Stand Still and calls him her hero, signaling her allegiance with dad at that time. Tish marries Dominic Purcell in Malibu. She marries that guy. So she starts dating him right after she's finalized her divorce with Billy Ray. Notably absent from that wedding is her daughter, Noah, who was dating him, it's such a weird thing. Even though he's much more age appropriate for the mom, it is still weird to shop where your daughter left off a return.
To me, that goes back to the kind of person you've decided you will be. You know, like the choices that you make represent who you are. And I'm not dating ever in the history of the world who my daughter was just doing. Like, right. I'm not doing that. I don't care if that guy looked at me with those
bedroom eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm not going to be that guy.
Right. Because that's my daughter.
Right.
And I owe her the loyalty.
And even if it's not that, you just know that you know that's in the public forum.
100%.
That's out there.
Famous people.
That's who you're going to be.
Right. And the chances of that working out, not that great.
Well, right.
You know, first of all, you never know. At the beginning of a relationship, it can just be all lust. You think it's more, but it isn't. Just, I really liked banging you. And then there's the pressure of, you can't predict how that person will handle the pressure and now your whole family and all its baggage. And it's quite a risk to take when you consider that losing your daughter could be the outcome.
You don't even have to bring up the I'm doing the daughter. In any relationship, there's stuff that happens that doesn't even have to be he or she cheated. There's enough arguments about money and how we should spend our time and where you go, like all the things that you have enough problems.
Right. Without having all that loaded on top of it, too. Here, we're coming in with balancing all these plates.
Now here we are, the unlikely people who, you know, get into a relationship that most likely won't make it. And yet I've just completely burnt my own daughter.
Irretrievably. Like, you can't refute that. It's just,
like a daughter
like a
that has to go.
Birds.
I can't bring my boyfriend home to meet my mom. She might do him.
Right. Because she's married to my old boyfriend and she's probably sick of him by now.
Eek.
That same year, so that was August of 2023, she remarries the daughter's former boyfriend. And Billy Ray marries Fire Rose in late 2023. That is a very short-lived marriage. And that was a mess. That was an absolute disaster. And he was a disaster by the end of it. Like, I don't know if it was a disaster going in. He still had that Johnny Depp layered garbage look. But by the end of it, he also couldn't focus his eyes. You know, he's, I don't know. May 2024, his marriage ends. Let's see. Tish did an interview in early 2024 saying she experienced a complete psychological breakdown before her divorce from Billy Ray, expressing regret for not leaving the marriage sooner to protect her children, because protecting her children is definitely top of the list for her.
Yep.
Then Billy Ray's marriage ends in May of 2024. He files for divorce from Fire Rose after 7 months, citing inappropriate marital conduct and seeking an annulment on the grounds of fraud. In Billy Ray posted a video of Miley singing, hinting at a father-daughter reunion. At that point, Tish also briefly unfollowed Miley. And now she's done it again. Because of the Elizabeth Hurley thing, I'm guessing.
That does seem like one way to let someone know, I guess, that you're not pleased.
It would be, yes. Because don't worry, if you're famous, the world will tell you who's following you and who isn't. She just has to check Timza. And she's, oh, God, mom's not driving. I better call mom. Put this back together. It's good to know. Thanks for the heads up, TMZ.
It's like that phone call. I'm sure it's happened to you. It's definitely happened to me. It happened to me. The story was, I answered the door and there was a lady with a note that I'd long broken up with already and was like, I'm not reading your note. That whole, I'm mad at you. We're broken up. Yeah. You don't need to call and tell me that we're not together.
Yeah, I don't want to know because we're broken
That's
up.
That's why, like, they're broken up. You could stop calling or writing letters. We're not together. You know, that's
I don't owe you a reading of this letter.
But that's
I'm not
her
have
way
a formal sit down
saying,
right?
I'm not pleased. I unfollow.
Yes. And then I sit here stewing until you reach out.
So it's better than that call.
Yeah.
I'm mad at you. I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
You just did.
You're talking. You're talking right now.
You called me and you're saying words.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice
at 97.3.